And from where else did we meet? Cork also. So we're going to try a couple of tunes, as I said, that at least I don't know them anyhow. And Mick doesn't know them. And you don't know them. Nobody knows them, but we're going to play them for you. One is called The Limerick Lass. And the second one is called...
The Pretty Girls of Mayo.
The Pretty Girls of Mayo.
Give him a hard time if he makes a mistake now, you hear? So, try. Okay. Okay. For a fellow who didn't know the tune, now is it? Okay, what, do you know the Lark in the Morning? Yeah. Okay, I want to sing a song from the north of Ireland here, and this is from the county Fermanagh. And back in Dublin in the 1960s, I learned a lot of songs, and this particular song I learned from a fellow called Frankie Lunny, who would go up to his relations in the north of Ireland every summer and come back, and he'd have about two songs, and he'd sing them about 10,000 times in the next year. And whether you liked it or not, you learned the song. You didn't really have an option if you hung around this fellow. This was a song that comes from the county Fermanagh, and it's one of those songs, a boy meets girl situation with all sorts of rustic symbolism involved. And it's in the key of D minor, I think, James.
The lark in the morning, she rises up her nest, and she goes up in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings, and she comes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. Oh, Roger the ploughboy, he is a dashing blade. He goes whistling and singing through yonder lone glade. He's met with dark-eyed Susan, she's handsome, I declare, and she's far more enticing than the birds all in the air. He's met with dark-eyed Susan, she's handsome, I declare, and he's bought her rolls of ribbon for to reel around her hair. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises up her nest, and she goes up in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings, and she comes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. As they were coming home from the wakes of the town, the grass had been all green and the meadows been cut down. If they should chance to tumble all on the new mown hay, it's kiss me now or never, this bonny lass did say. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises up her nest, and she goes up in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings, and she comes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. What 20 long weeks were over and past, her mammy asked the reason why she'd thickened round the waist. Oh, it was the pretty ploughboy, this young girl ended say, for he caused me to tumble all on the new mown hay. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises up her nest, and she goes up in the air with the dew all on her breast. And like a jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings, comes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings. So here's a health to you, ploughboy, wherever you might be, that likes to have a pretty girl sitting on each knee. With a jug of good strong porter, you'll whistle and you'll sing, and the ploughboy is as happy as a prince or a king. Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises up her nest, and she goes up in the air with the dew on her breast. And like a jolly ploughboy, she whistles and she sings, and she comes home in the evening with the dew all on her wings.
Right, well, we're going to finish off this set, and thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. A special thanks to Mick Maloney here for joining me for this set here today. And we're going to play three very famous Irish reels, which have been played for many, many, many years by, I suppose, every musician that has played Irish music. Three reels. The first one is called The Tar Bolton. The second one is called The Longford Collector. And the last one is called The Sailor's Bonnet. And we'd like to say thank you all very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
James Kelly and Mick Maloney. You want to hear more? Let's hear it for James Kelly, Mick Maloney. Come on, let's get him back here. Come on, guys. We need a little bit more convincing here. Come on. All right. James Kelly and Mick Maloney.
Well, that's all. We don't know any more tunes, you see. That's the problem. You don't believe me?
I never thought I'd be down here and they'd be offering us hot coffee when we get off stage. And what's the world coming to? Well, I asked James, says, what do you think I should play? And I thought of a great tune from the County Galway called The Bucks of Aranmore that, Irish musicians mostly, Irish musicians mostly keep this music alive by playing with each other just in bars and in sessions in people's homes. It's rarely been played over the years in public, and the reason it's alive is that enough people liked it so much and loved it so much, and it was so much part of their lives that they just played it for each other, even if there was nobody listening at all. And this is one of the tunes that you'd be likely to hear in one of those house sessions anywhere in Ireland over the last couple of hundred years. And it's one of those tunes that's had all the corners knocked off it until what's left is essential. And it's one of those great tunes that everyone knows and loves to play all the time because, as I said, it's one of those tunes that I suppose is one of the masterpieces of the tradition. And none better to play it here than one of the masterpieces of Dublin himself, carved out of Dublin rock himself, James Kelly. He's going home to Ireland tomorrow night. James is going back to Ireland after playing tomorrow. He's going to make a mad dash for the airport and he's going to head back and drink big creamy pints of Guinness in Dublin tomorrow night. So I'll tell you.
Orange juice. Thank you. Thanks very much.
James Kelly, Mick Maloney. Come back bright and early tomorrow morning. James will be here for some more music. There's a program guide on your way out. If you haven't picked one up yet, that'll explain all the happenings tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. This is, I want to thank everybody for coming. This is the first day of the first annual Traditions Festival in South Florida. It's starting a new tradition here. So support South Florida's Historical Museum, the Folklife Festival. Thank you all for coming out. And see you tomorrow. Great.